Okay.
Next round, brother, I'm going to go ahead. He's a dear Palestinian American activist, and he's going to be reading some resolutions that the Al-Quds Committee has put together so that everybody knows where we stand. Please welcome Brother Amr Zahir. Baba Salawat.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Amr Zahir. I am a Palestinian and the child of Palestinian refugees. Over the last few weeks, we have heard the same things we've been hearing for 66 years. We've been hearing the same things we've been hearing for 66 years. That Palestine was a land without a people for a people without a land. The same lies and myths. They have been telling us that we hate. That we hide our civilians to protect weapons. That we use our people as human shields. That we do this in Al-Wafa Hospital, Al-Aqsa Hospital, the neighborhoods of Shujain, Zaytun, and Tufah, in the homes of poets, authors, intellectuals, in 84 schools that they've destroyed in Gaza, 23 medical facilities, in cafes with people watching the World Cup. These are the terrorists to them, everybody. We all deserve to die. They told us we were hiding weapons when we were on a beach playing soccer, four boys. In the past 2 days, 10 Palestinians have died in the West Bank, marching, non-violently. 20,000 marching through the streets of the West Bank. When 20,000 unarmed people are marching through the streets and they are fired upon by a high-tech, world-class military, you tell me, who are the people who hate and who are the people who cry for freedom? Optimistic and happy because we stand here together. I, as a Palestinian, thank all of you for coming out and showing support. Israel's biggest problem is that we haven't gone anywhere. We're staying right in our land. Benjamin Netanyahu, Shimon Peres, and Ariel Sharon, who took 10 years to die. We take forever. You can't kill us as much as you try. What is unfolding today in Palestine is another Holocaust, a genocide. The warmongers are having a field day with the bloodshed of the innocent people, and the Zionist Israeli regime is leading the charge and being supported by everyone who profits from it. We, the people of the world, are shocked by the bloodshed of the innocent civilians, including women and children. Today, CNN reported that more children than fighters have died in Gaza as of today. The imperial powers, America especially, and the media are shamelessly defending Israel. Shamelessly. Shame. That's what we should say to our political leaders. Shame on those who support the criminal Israeli regime and its agenda to kill innocent people. And shame on those who have suppressed freedom in Palestine and everywhere around the world. Israel knows that its days are numbered. The time is coming. Today, the resistance movement in Palestine and around the world have won by not surrendering. We refuse to die. The Palestinian people, we have sent a clear message that we will not yield to this ongoing aggression, and attempt to murder us. So we want everyone to leave here today with 10 points. 10 points of the resolutions of today's rally and the energy we will put in today. Number one, we strongly condemn the killing of innocent people in occupied Palestine and denounce all the governments that are supporting the Zionist regime. Number two, we call upon the people of North America to join hands in defeating the Zionist regime of Israel. Number three, we ask people of all faiths and all nations living in North America and around the world to come together on the issue of Palestine. Number four, we call for everyone to come to the defense of the oppressed people, regardless of religion, ethnicity, color, or race. Number five, we call for the boycott of Israel. Number six, we demand strict sanctions against the Zionist regime of Israel. Number seven, we ask people to boycott all products from this barbaric regime. They build their products on stolen land. They make our hummus and it's not even that good. Number eight, we urge people of conscience to be the media for the oppressed people. You need to be the voice of those in Gaza. Use social media and other channels like Tarek said today. I tweeted that picture. There's already been 20 retweets. There should be a million by the time we're done today. We urge people of conscience to be the media for the oppressed people. Use social media and other channels to counter the mainstream media and its suppression of facts. We encourage students in universities, all the students today, take your message back to your campus of the people of Palestine. Number nine. We demand that Israel be tried in international court for war crimes. We demand regime and an open referendum to be held to form a legitimate government which represents all the people in that part of the world. Number 10, and finally, we stand here today with the people of Palestine and with the people of Gaza. So I thank everyone for coming today. I want to thank the Al-Quds Committee, Mohsen Naqi, Tarek Beydoun, Imam Mardini, Dawood Walid, everybody who came here and spoke and supported us. We say stop the Holocaust in Palestine, stop the genocide of the people in Gaza, and free Palestine!